Afternoon, friends. This is the Jesus Saves Bible Church in North Belfast, Limestone Road, in an area called Tigers Bay. And we love the people here. We've been coming for quite a number of years to their Bible studies and some of their gospel meetings. And Pastor Eric Smith is the minister here. And this man beside me, this good-looking gentleman, is Sammy Glass, and he's an elder. So I've just asked Sammy to give a short word of testimony, just about 5 minutes. And Sammy, God bless you. And thanks for your fellowship in the gospel.
Thank you, brother. Yes, about 32 years ago, at 25 years of age, I walked in to the Jesus Saves Bible Church. Up to that point, I never went to Sunday school, never went to church. Only you went to church at a funeral or a wedding. Never heard much about God. It's hard to believe that there's a man who lived in Ulster and never went to Sunday school. Nobody ever preached to me about the gospel. Lived during the Troubles as a young boy, running around the streets. Went down to Whitehead, away from the Troubles, as my granny took us down. But one night, I was walking down near the Limestone Road, and I come into this Jesus Saves Bible Church. People were praying for strangers to come in, and yes, God answered prayer. And I come in that night, and I heard a young man preach the gospel about the blessed Lord Jesus Christ who died on the cross for sinners such as me. And there was a particular verse that spoke to me powerfully. And that verse was, "My spirit shall not always strive with man." We find that in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 3. And the Lord came right into my heart and spoke to me in a powerful way. And that's troubled me throughout the meeting. And I looked about the meeting and I seen people with joy in their hearts, and I seen people singing and praising God. And yet I had so much as well. I was married and a couple of children at the time, had a good job and a bit of responsibility and money coming into the house. But there was something missing. There was a peace that was missing. There was a joy that was really missing. Yeah, searching after the things of the world, chasing after money and all those particular things as young men do in their life, 25 years of age, searching much in my life for wealth and form and future and fortune and all that sort of stuff. But I come in and heard the gospel. And that troubled me, and I actually came out of the meeting and come out and across the other side, just outside these doors. I went outside and across the other side of the street. And you know what? God continued to speak in my heart. And that verse continued to speak to me, "My spirit shall not always strive with man." And I couldn't understand what even this sort of inner voice was in my heart. I never heard voices, but it was just like tugging on my heart. And across the other side, and I walked just around the corner, and I stopped. And at a particular moment, I knew that if I was to go home, God may never speak to me again. So I turned my heel, and I came back again. And the young preacher that night was standing at the door. And I walked over to him and he says, "Can I help you?" Actually, he says to me, "Do you want to go to the open air meeting?" And I says, no. I says, "I need to speak to somebody about God." And I come in and I met the pastor, the Reverend Eric Smith. And Eric then sat me down, just a little place here, just at this little spot here. I sat and I listened to what the pastor had to say. And he says to me, "You know, there's something dealing with you. God's speaking to you." I couldn't understand it, but I knew there was something. There's something I had to do with my life. And there was something that God was speaking to me in a powerful way. And I knew that if I was deemed to die in my sin, from the preaching of that gospel that night, if I was to die in my sin, I would be in a lost eternally. But God spoke in a powerful way. And even that very verse, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And if I was to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, I would have life. I remember just sitting here and even tears running down my face, and I didn't really know what was going on in my heart, but I knew something was happening. And just where I was sitting there, the pastor says, "Well," he says, "God's speaking to you." And there I knelt down as a young man at 25 years of age, and I cried a simple prayer: "Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in this day. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus." And I knew at that particular moment in time that I was saved, and I knew the Lord Jesus Christ as my own personal Savior. My sins were washed away. And praise God, he's saved me and he's kept me to this very day. Praise his holy name. Thank you for listening. I hope those words as you've heard him tonight, will speak to you in a powerful way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, Sammy, thank you so much for sharing a word of testimony. It's always good to hear it. And if you're not a Christian, the Saviour that Sammy trusted all of those years ago is still alive and mighty to save even today. And we trust that you'll think about these things and give your heart and life to Jesus Christ. And if you live in Belfast or near it, you'd be very welcome to come along to these meetings here. Limestone Road, North Belfast, the Jesus Saves Bible Church. It's easy to find. It's right on the crossroads there as you head over to the Shore Road. May God bless you.
Place called Tigers Bay.
Tigers Bay. Carl Frampton's country.
Amen.
Okay. God bless. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.